All right. Commercial in there for Bette Midler coming to our town next Monday, May 11th at 8 o'clock at the Amalie Arena. And so we're back. This is Living the Good Life with Pastor Marcia McAllister and Nan Watson and Cindy Logan. And we are having a wonderful discussion about God's plan for your life. Our series is Fired Up with Purpose. And we are going to talk more about all of this good stuff that God's been telling us. Wow. I have thoroughly enjoyed this first hour. Have you too?
Yes.
That's the right answer, Cindy.
Thank you.
I really have. I wasn't planning on being on the radio today. That
right.
was close because somebody else couldn't be here. So I think that was part of God's plan to put me on the radio today so I could hear his prophetic word, but also so I could dig in and really get fired up with all I've been going through. Kind of a turning of the tide, if you
Woo!
Know what I mean.
Amen. Turning that corner. Yeah.
A good day, yeah.
Wow. And we're going to talk more to Cindy and Nan in a moment. We're going to do this song by Michael Fry, Be the Center. Love this song. I think I love them all, though, Nan.
I think you do.
I love that song. Be the center. Praise God. Lord, that is our desire. That's what our cry is. You're listening to Living the Good Life from Beacon of Hope Ministries. We're talking today about being fired up with purpose. We're in 2 Timothy chapter 1. Nan's got a poem here. Cindy, I would imagine it pertains to what we're talking about here, right?
Probably so.
Okay. All right. Go ahead, Nan.
I desire to be in the center of your life, will you allow me to be such in you? Your life will be so enlightened, and I'll lead you in what you're to do. Call upon me for all that you need. Let me be the center. You will then see. What you will see is my love and joy, and of your strife you will be free. I will heal all of the hurt that you feel as you allow me to be the center of you. Child, I am so proud of you, little one. My love for you is so very true. So now, will you allow me to be right there in the center of you? I love you so much, precious child. Again, I say that my love is true.
Wow. Oh, that's so good. That's good. Talk to us, Cindy. He does love us so much. And it is a decision, isn't it? When we have to say, yes, Lord, I want you to be in the center of my life. I want to commit my life to your plan and your purpose.
But it's learning, for me, it's learning how to make him the center.
Right.
You know, what I've been learning and trying to comprehend is starting with him, he is first above all things. Consult him first, you know, pray to him first thing in the morning, you know, make him first. But still yet in the center of everything going on around us, we put ourselves first, or at least I do. It's all about me. You know, this doesn't feel good. I don't like things this way. This is not happening fast
right.
enough for me. You know, me, 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 me.
Right.
So for me, it's learning how to make him the center of everything.
Right.
So it
takes time sometimes, right?
Yeah. So that's something with time that I have to get a handle on. Yes, I want him to be the center of everything because it's all about him anyway. But it's learning each day how to put him in the center of everything going on around us, because there's so much going on around us in our lives that we deal with.
There is so much all the time.
Something I'm working on.
Well, you know, when we really realize that the plan that God has for us is really going to be good. You know, we go back to those points we made earlier in the first hour, that he loves us so much and that he has only good intentions for us. Don't you think, Cindy, that helps kind of ease the anxiety of when we step out in faith in new branches of whatever it is in our life, when we realize God loves us and his intentions are good for us?
Yes, I mean, I got a handle on that today more so than ever.
Okay.
It's all for our good, even the ugly stuff, even the bad stuff. He, you know, he told me in that prophetic word, he makes all that stuff work out for the best, for what's best for us. He takes
exactly.
all that ugly stuff and makes something good out of it.
Right.
That's going to conform to his plan for us. And in the midst of it all, we get stronger. Like you said, I will be stronger because of all of this strife that I'm dealing with.
Absolutely.
You know, and I've been dealing with that for a lot of years, you know, strife. You know, when is the really, really, really good stuff going to come? But I do have to have faith that it's going to come.
Absolutely it will.
That freedom from strife, as he said, is going to come one of these days.
It was just right there in that prophetic word.
Right there. Exactly.
Let's go to 2 Timothy 1, verse 6. Let's go to verse 6 here. Because Paul says, I remember that your grandmother was full of faith, your mother was, and now I believe you are also. And I would imagine Timothy needed to be lifted up here. Because Paul reminds him, go back and let's take a look at this, Timothy. You have got the roots of strength and faith in you. Now, not all of our listeners have grown up in homes where they were godly homes and they were full of faith. In fact, most of the listeners, probably that's not been the case. But Paul is reminding Timothy of his roots. Sometimes we need to remember our roots spiritually. It can be in the volume of the word that we have been taught and learned through the years. It can be in experiences in the past where we remember how God saw us through difficult times. And we need to be reminded of those things, don't we, Nan, in order to realize that we're going to get through this okay, because the devil does try to come and discourage us, doesn't he?
Yes.
All the time.
What? Yeah, definitely.
All the time.
What kind of came to me, it was about 2 weeks ago from the Lord, it was like, get back to basics.
Oh, very good.
Get back to basics. And just the basics. Get back to the basics. And and sometimes we just need to stop, see where we are, and get back to the basics.
Absolutely, we
do. What are the basics? Spending time in the Word.
Right.
Praying. Praising. I'll go as far as church attendance. I mean, it can go on and on of the things that,
Well, in that way, isn't that what Paul's doing here? He says, I'm going to remind you of the basics. Right. Your mother and your grandmother were full of faith, and you've got the basics down on the inside of you. Cindy, I remind you of your basics. You were a part of my church in Indiana for years, and you've been taught the Word, haven't you? You've got it down on the inside of you. Nan wants to comment on that, I think. No, she was yawning. Okay.
Well, that like I've said many times, without that basis, that root of faith that was instilled in me many years ago from the ministry at Cornerstone and your guidance and prayers and the counseling. And I also had a very faithful praying grandmother.
Okay, praise God.
With her. Times I did not understand anything of the Lord as a small child, but I remember my grandmother had a lot of faith in God.
Whoa, that's cool.
And we never really even talked about it. It's just that I know she did. And she would take me along to church. And I wasn't raised in a Christian home or didn't go to church as far as family goes. Just that connection to my grandmother.
Right.
And, when I would go to Sunday school with friends and just to be going somewhere, at the time, we'd always go to the vacation Bible school.
VBS.
I always look forward to that.
Sure.
But along the way, those roots of faith were being developed.
Amen. And,
a young adult, I wasn't Christian as far as taking my kids to church or anything like that. I worked all the time. That's all I knew how to do is just go to work and make a paycheck.
Right.
But there came a time when I had to seek God in my life for guidance and purpose. And once I stepped out in faith and got a hold of it, that's never left me. I can go back and call upon those times of the Word being spoke to me through teachings, from yourself and others that stuck with me.
Absolutely.
It gets down in there.
It gets there.
It stays.
God told me that.
Anywhere. It's there.
It's there. God told me this morning in a prophetic word that he told me this morning early today. He said, you have a reservoir, You know what a reservoir is? Cindy, up in Indiana, we got the Muncie Reservoir, that is not a natural spring. That isn't. It is a thing they carved out, maybe 50 years ago, a long time ago when I was in grade school or high school or something. And they created this big, area, and they filled it up with water. And it's a beautiful several acres piece of land. It's a lake, but it's a reservoir to hold water, okay? And God said to me this morning, you have a reservoir down on the inside of you that's full of my Word, that's full of my life experiences where you know that I have seen you through. You know I've answered your prayer. Maybe not in your timing, but you know I've done it. Nan is chomping at the bit to comment here, Cindy. Go, Nan, go.
Okay.
Go, Nan, go.
Go yard.
Yeah, there you go.
When Cindy was speaking and she said something about doing it or something along that lines of stepping out in faith or whatever. There's a painting in the studio here, and it's of a wall. And you remember Mr. Ed, the program Mr. Ed, and how they had half a door?
Yeah.
And he stood there and he talked to
a horse.
Mr. Ed, the horse.
Right.
Well, when Cindy was speaking, I happened to look up and I've seen this probably every time I've been in the radio station, but I haven't really thought much about it. It's open, and through the opening, you can see the other side.
Okay.
What's on the other side of this wall.
Right.
And it's got a handle on it. And it's like, that's kind of the way it is. Like, in order to get to the other side of the beauty of what is on the other side of that wall,
right,
they can see it. You have to open that bottom half of that door that's there.
Ooh.
To go through.
Okay.
And that's the same way. I mean, Cindy, I think, was talking about having faith in God moving, but we have to do something.
Right.
And we have to choose to open that door, go through, because he won't push it on us.
Well,
but he's there with the beauty, and he wants to give it to us.
He wants to give it to us, which gets me right to the next sentence. And, of course, this show is not scripted. And the next sentence is, Timothy, here's what I want you to do. For this reason, I'm in verse 6 of 2 Timothy 1. Nan, you could not have given me a better segue right there, and Cindy, you too. For this reason, Paul says, I remind you to fan into flame the gift of God which is in you through the laying on of my hands. For God did not give us a spirit of timidity or fear, but a spirit of power, love, and of self-discipline. And Friday night, we talked about fanning this into flame, how important it is that we take personal responsibility to be in the Word, to praise, etc. Nan, talk about that, and then I want to get to Cindy for her comments here on this.
Well, that can compare to our lives with
right.
our husband or our wife or our significant other, whoever is special to us in that way.
Right.
You know, sometimes you need to try to, you need to kind of keep the romance going.
Sure.
You know, and you, someone brings home flowers to you or
right.
someone, you
there
know,
you
all
go.
These little types of things that are
sure.
so important.
Sure.
But that's the way it is with our relationship with God.
Amen.
We need to, and our relationship with each other.
Right.
That we need to be doing those kind of things to nurture that.
Right.
And, you know, we talk in the scripture about stir up the faith within
That's right.
me.
Stir it up.
You know, and that's getting back to basics.
Right.
And that also is what something that we it requires action.
It does.
It requires action. And some people don't want to do that. They don't want to take the time to do the action that is necessary to move forward and to be in the plan. God has a plan. He has a plan. He knows what he wants with your life. He will lead you. He will guide you. And some people, you know, don't want that. Many others do, and they will search, and God will lead. And sometimes it takes a little while to maybe determine exactly what it is God is leading you to do. But he will open the right doors and close the right doors.
Amen. And I think it's a very important point here that Paul is saying to Timothy, you have to fan into flame. It's from this verse that God inspired this series for me. Fired up with purpose. We've got to fire it up. Okay, Paul says to Timothy, fire it up, remember, and also remember this important premise from verse 7. God didn't give you fear. God did not give you a spirit of fear, but here's what he's given you, Timothy. Remember this, Cindy, Nan, me, all of us, listening audience, scattered around the globe. God is not the author of your fear. God gives you power, love, and a sound mind. And we got to understand that and go with it. Talk to me about that, Cindy, before we get to this next song.
I just had a picture in my mind of a campfire
uh-huh.
dying out. And you have to, sometimes, you know, you fan those
you sure do.
Sparks of flame to get it going, to keep it alive.
That's and right.
I'm guilty as anyone this week of not doing what needed to be done, of being stubborn. And in my dealing with God and my crying out to him, just being stubborn and not getting in the Word, not picking up the inspiration, the devotional for the day, and letting it go two or three days, and then saying, you know, you make yourself feel worse by not.
That's right. You beat yourself up.
Yourself.
Right.
And picking yourself up with some good word, because you know, you know, it's the truth, and you know it will help you. So yeah, it's a matter of having to do something, not just being complacent and sitting around and waiting for God to do something. Even though you don't feel like it, you've got to pick up the Word and remind yourself, or even if it's in prayer and meditation, so you can draw upon what is already in there inside of you.
Absolutely.
But you have to do something.
We've got to be involved. We've got to be involved. That's what Paul's saying to Timothy. Fan that flame. I like your illustration of the campfire. I used that same illustration Friday night when I was up in Indiana in October for my son's wedding, and we had a big campfire out in the back. And as it got lower, you know, my son jumped up and grabbed more wood and threw it on there, and then he got a, you know, like a newspaper and fanned it to give it more air, and then you have a blazing fire again. Isn't that the most wonderful word picture or picture in your mind you can remember? But he's the one that had to get up and do it. Somebody had to do it. Everybody else just sat around like we were all worn out, you know, which we were. But he jumped up and did it. Cindy, that's exactly what we have to do. We have to take personal responsibility to fan the flame of God in our lives to such an extent that we hear his voice more clearly, don't you think? Nan.
We do. And ways that we do that and we fan that is by prayer.
By prayer?
Is by praise.
You yes.
know, we kind of touched on the subject Friday night of praise.
Yes.
And God inhabiting the praise of his people.
Amen.
Know? And we need to do those things to
right.
keep it stirred up, you know? I mean, I can tell a difference in myself when I spend more or less time in the Word.
That's what
praying,
Cindy just said.
Praising,
yes.
you know,
yes.
that type of thing. You know, I can sense the difference.
Right.
And we need to keep it stirred up.
Wow. We're going to talk more about this after this song. And as the Holy Spirit does plan these things so amazingly, listen to this song by the group Selah. I turn to you again. That is our decision, our choice. Great song.
When I'm far away from home and the cold wind starts to blow, when I'm empty and alone, I turn to you. When there's hardness in my heart and I can't see the truth, and I'm wandering in the dark, I turn to you.
Amen. That's the answer. Dear one out there, Radio Land, what else can you do? Usually nothing. God wants us to get to a point that we are so dependent on Him. His goal for us is that we learn to trust Him more than we've ever trusted any person, that we learn to trust God totally and completely. Nan's got a poem, and then we'll get back to Cindy.
Father, you are the one who helps me. I will turn to you in all that I need. I believe that all things will work out, and of your guidance I will heed. There are so many times of darkness that I don't really know what I'm to do. It's in those times in my life that I will confidently turn to you. I believe that you will help me in all the things that will come my way. I look to you and will totally trust you as I focus upon you while I pray. I will trust that you have it all in control. I know that I can trust and turn to you. I know that you'll see me through this mess as you lead me in what I'm to do.
Oh, that's so good.
And, you know, sometimes we have to turn to Him. And
we do.
Sometimes we just feel like we have a big mess, and we really don't know what to do with it. And we've exhausted all our avenues of effort and moving forward and everything that we know to do.
Mm-hmm.
But in the midst of that, we need to just trust and turn to Him, and He will lead us.
Absolutely, He
will.
He
will lead us. You know, it just, sometimes He doesn't necessarily respond to us as quickly as we think He should, but He has a plan. As you started this program with Jeremiah 39, He has a plan.
Yes.
He has a plan, and while we are moving forward and trusting Him, we are growing, as we've already discussed, we are growing because we're trusting Him and believing that He is in control, and that He will have all things work together for our good.
Oh, absolutely. There's an old hymn that I've been singing a lot lately, just walking around the house praising God. And I turn my eyes upon you, Lord. Does that sound familiar to you, girl? I look full in your wonderful face. This part I just love. And the things of earth will grow strangely dim in the light of your glory and grace. That's what it's all about. Turn my eyes on you. Talk to us, Cindy. I know you got to get off the show here in just a minute, but go ahead and talk to us.
The poem says it all. I mean, that's where I'm at. Is I've exhausted every avenue. I've done everything I know to do. I'm at God's mercy right now as to His plan. And I do have to get off the air now. I'm about to go meet with some family members, actually, that are part of something that I've been praying for many years. And it's an extended family member, some that I don't know very well. And it's just God's in the middle of it. That's all I can say.
Okay.
So I'll go have dinner with them, and I'll report the good news about these relationships later at another time. But
okay.
I'm fired up. I feel God's peace. And I do have to say He's given me much joy today after the radio program and His word and all the things we've discussed. I'm going to go out of the house with a new attitude and a new purpose.
Praise God.
With my actions and my expectations of what God is doing and what He is unfolding. So a new excitement.
Praise God.
A new anticipation
of
what He's doing. And I'm just so grateful.
Praise God.
For you and Nan and all the people in the ministry. And so with that being said, I'll go ahead and listen to the rest of the show on my car radio.
Okay.
Try to tune in there on satellite or my phone, something.
Your phone, yeah. Get your phone, tantalk1340.com. Yeah. All right. Thank you so much. All right. Thank you so much.
Love you.
Okay. We love you. All right. Thanks.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Oh, man, there's just such good stuff that God is doing in each of us. And I believe in our radio audience scattered around the globe that people are hearing these principles and understanding that they need God in a more profound way in their lives on a daily basis. Not just somebody you visit on Christmas and Easter at church, but somebody that you realize he walks with you, that old song, and he walks with me and he talks to me, you know, and he tells me I am his own, you know, that just down on the inside of you, that he's there with you all the time. He never leaves you, never forsakes you. It's a relationship. It's not something you just hear about God. Mm-hmm. It's something you live and experience.
Most definitely. To do a little metaphor here, we were at the Rays game last night.
Yes, we were, and we sure had fun,
We had fun. And I would just say I have it with me because I'm drinking out of it. But I got a commemorative cup from there. And on the side of it, it says, all you can drink.
Wow.
And I went up and I got my first drink, went and sat back down, and then I wanted some more drink. I went back up. I didn't have to say, I'm at such and such. See, I didn't have to show a receipt. I didn't have to say what date. I didn't have to say anything.
I
just went up there and I looked at them and I said, because I had gotten half Pepsi, half Diet Pepsi the first time. So the second time, I said, do you have Dr. Pepper? And they gave me Dr. Pepper. And it's all, I could drink the whole night. I mean, that's all I drank, but I could have drank more and I would have received more. And that goes along with God's principles.
Amen. That's good.
It's there.
Yes.
We can have all we want.
Right.
Just like that drink. I could have all I wanted to drink that night. It was available to me.
Right.
I didn't choose to drink anymore, but it was available to me. It was out there.
Woo.
And that's the way it is with these principles.
Yes.
And what we're talking about.
Yes.
on the show today. It's here. It's here for our listening audience. They just need to reach out and get it.
Absolutely. And like, I love that. And yes, you did have a lot of Diet Pepsi and all that stuff last night. Yes.
Yes, I did.
But that's great. But you know what? When we realize that there is this free gift, the free gift of a plan for your life, the free gift of salvation, where God says, if you believe in the Lord Jesus as your personal Savior and that God raised Jesus from the dead, you're saved and you're going to heaven, you know? And almost every week we do the plan of that, we pray the prayer of salvation, and we do it on purpose. There are some weeks we don't, but generally speaking, we do, because it is our contention that in this vast audience that we now have on Living the Good Life, scattered around the globe, I've said that several times today, there will be at least one that does not know Jesus as their personal Savior. And we want to give them the opportunity to do that, accept Him. The Word says it is done by faith, like what we're talking here, realizing that God has a plan for you. You take that by faith. The Scripture is full of the fact that God has a plan for our lives, every one of us. But we have to believe that and receive it. It's the same thing with salvation. I say to you, listening audience, God will save you from hell, from eternal damnation. God will begin the saving process in you gradually also, not just from your sins, but also all the junk in our lives that needs to be cleaned up. That salvation process is a one-time event, but it's also a lifetime event where it spans across your lifetime, that the Holy Spirit, who now lives in you because you accept Jesus as your personal Savior, Holy Spirit comes and lives on the inside of you. Jesus lives on the inside of you. And the Holy Spirit begins His work that I like to call Mr. Clean goes to work. And Mr. Clean is the Holy Spirit who begins to clean you up. And soon you realize, wow, I'm showing a lot of anger here. You say, Lord, I'm sorry for that. Clean me up from that. I don't want that. Or a lot of resentment or bitterness or whatever. The Holy Spirit begins to clean you up. This whole process of fanning the flame that we've been talking about has a lot to do with deciding you want a flame. You want to be so full of God that your life so shines before men that they will see your good works and glorify your Father who is in heaven. Jesus said, let your light so shine. Let it shine. We like to sing it at nursing home, this little light of mine, you know, that cute little song, but it reminds us that's who we are. We're the light that needs to shine. So, Nan, if you will repeat after me, let's give the opportunity right now for anyone, wherever you might be, to pray this prayer. I will say it sentence by sentence. And by the way, it's nothing I read. It comes from my heart. and from knowing the scripture. And I'm going to say it, and Nan will repeat it. And you, dear listener, if you are not sure right this moment that if you died tonight, you would be in the arms of Jesus for all eternity, if you doubt that, if you are not sure, and if you believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God, that he came to this earth, died on the cross for your sins and sicknesses, and that God the Father raised him from the dead, if you believe that and want him to come and live on the inside of you, repeat this prayer as Nan repeats it from me. Here we go. Dear Heavenly Father, I come to you now.
Dear Heavenly Father, I come to you now.
In the blessed name of Jesus.
In the blessed name of Jesus.
I declare that I believe.
I declare that I believe.
That Jesus Christ is the Messiah.
That Jesus Christ is the Messiah.
The Son of God.
The Son of God.
That he came to this earth to die on a cross.
That he came to this earth to die on a cross.
For my sins and sicknesses.
For my sins and sicknesses.
And that God the Father.
And that God the Father
raised Jesus from the dead.
Raised Jesus from the dead.
That he is alive forevermore.
That he is alive forevermore.
Jesus, I invite you now.
Jesus, I invite you now.
To come and live in me.
To come and live in me.
Please forgive me for anything and everything.
Please forgive me for anything and everything
that I have ever said or done.
That I have ever said or done.
That was not pleasing to you.
That was not pleasing to you.
I ask you to forgive my sins.
I ask you to forgive my sins.
And to cleanse my life right now.
And to cleanse my life right now.
And to begin the process of cleaning me up.
And to begin the process of cleaning me up.
I truly am your child.
I truly am your child.
And you are my Father.
And you are my Father.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
This I pray and believe.
This I pray and believe.
Amen and amen.
Amen and amen.
Amen, amen, amen. Amen, amen, amen. I love to do that. Oh, praise God. So if this is your heart and you just prayed this and we can help you, please send me an email personally, pastor@bohmglobal.com. I will tell you in the email, and I'll tell you now, start reading the book of John in the New Testament. Also pick up in the book of Psalms, about the middle of your Bible. These two books are really great for beginners to begin to understand. The book of John is 21 chapters. I love the book of John. It's written by John, the beloved, one of the disciples that was the closest to Jesus. And it just really shows you who Jesus was and what he did. So get in there. And that goes back to the point we made earlier, Nan, about if you're going to really get fired up with purpose, you got to get in the Word, don't you?
Yes, that's what fans the fire.
Oh, it does, doesn't it? And you mentioned praise, and we'll go back to that in a minute. But getting in the Word, tell us again, why is that so important to our listeners?
Well, I mean, we need to hear what God says. I mean, he speaks to us in other ways, but he gave his word.
Amen.
The Holy Bible, he gave his word. And it's like a map that shows us.
Yes.
What to do, where to go, how to
behave.
Sure is. It says lots of examples of people who've done right by what they were supposed to, and a lot of
people that they didn't
know who do right like they were supposed to. And it shows, like, look at David. David did some
Right.
Bad things.
Right.
But yet the word says that David has a heart.
Yes.
After God.
Yes.
And
absolutely.
That's the way it can be with us. I mean, so despite what David did,
right,
as one of these poems has already shared out, despite what has been done, God still loved him.
Absolutely.
God still loves us.
Absolutely. He does. He does so much. We get to a point in our lives, and if you've been following along with this, you realize that really there comes a time of we got to surrender. We got to surrender the way we think our life is supposed to be to the way God has it planned. We've got to surrender the questions, the junk, the stuff in our lives that needs to be cleaned up. We got to give it to God. We got to say, Lord, here, I'm battling anger, I'm battling resentment, whatever it is. Lord, help me understand this and help me be able to let it go. You know, we've got to surrender. Surrender, you surrender to win. You surrender, and in battle, it's just the opposite. You surrender and you lose. You know, mm-hmm. You throw up the white flag and the other country or the other, you know, whatever, army wins. But in spiritual things, it's just the opposite. We surrender to win. Okay, we give it up to God. Lord, I cannot fix this. I cannot change this. I am surrendering my efforts to make my plan work. And I let it go and give it to you. Comment on that, Nan, before I play this song by Terry McCallum.
Well, I can think of myself personally. I can kind of get excited sometimes. And at work, I can get really stressed out and excited sometimes. And I start getting,
Anxious.
And I've caught myself, and I was like, Lord, help me.
Yes, amen.
Not to do that. Lord, help me. Because I may later have an opportunity to witness to that person who's really annoying me big time, who's doing something stupid and shouldn't be doing.
Right.
But it's how I respond to that.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, God is teaching me I'm responding calmer.
Yes.
I'm being calmer.
Ooh,
and
praise
that's, you know, praise God. You know, that's the Lord. And that's, he'll do that for everybody.
Oh, let's make this our prayer right now. I surrender all. Terry McCallum. Love his music.
Thank you.
praise, God. Be glorified, Lord Jesus. I surrender all. That's his desire for us. You know, as we are talking about this subject today, about God's plan for our lives and our part in it, you know, is this surrender. You say, that seems backwards. It seems like I should be having to, you know, make it happen. Well, by the part where you're reading your Bible and you're trusting God and you're praising him and you're worshiping him, yes, that is your part. But the surrender piece of this, Nan, is huge, where we just realize that God wants us to trust him, that he knows what's best for each of us, that he created us, and that we, it's Psalm 139 says that God knew us in our mother's womb, that he knew everything about us, that he created us, that he knows our name, that we are precious to him, that we are his children. And when we get that down on the inside of us, really get it down on the inside of us, along with the principles we've been talking about on this show today, that God loves us more than our minds or our hearts can even begin to understand, and that he has good for us, that he wants us to succeed. He wants us to prosper. He wants to bless us. Remember Jeremiah 29, 11 to 14 that we started this show with. God says, I know the plans I have for you, plans to bless you and prosper you, to give you your inheritance and to give you a hope. And when we realize that that's God's desire coming straight from his heart for us, then I think it becomes easier to learn to jump on board with God's plan. You know what I'm saying, Nan? It just becomes easier to get with the program when we realize that he loves us, he's good, his intentions are good, and that his plan is going to be what is best for us, even though we may argue and spit and fume and yell and scream sometimes about where we are in life, which we all do from time to time. But when we realize God's plan is in working, it's at work. All things work together for good to those who love God and are called according to his purpose. Ooh. Go ahead. So I guess we're, everything we're saying right now, Cindy, Nan, and I, during this show, we have been making the points over and over again, really, that we have personal responsibility in this. We must realize that, you know, we're not out there on an island. We are in society. We are with people around us. And sometimes, you know, sometimes our behavior, our thoughts, our actions are not perfect. They're not loving, perhaps. They're not kind. Or maybe we exhibit some of that junk that needs to be dealt with. You know, the anger and the resentments and the bitterness and that kind of stuff. Hatred comes up. And maybe we're snappy and we're mean or whatever. And God wants to partner with us and do a work in us so that those things can be dealt with. Okay? And it starts with us being willing to allow that process to happen. It starts with us doing, praying the prayer that we did earlier just a few minutes ago about asking Jesus to come into our lives and to begin the process of cleaning us up. And when we are on page, on task with what the Holy Spirit wants to do in our lives, things start changing. It may not be quick. It may be gradual, but it will. You'll look back a year from now and go, look where I am now compared to where I've been. Talk to us about that, Nan. It's just a matter of surrendering. It's back to surrender, the song we just did.
Can sometimes
I'm
be
sorry,
a challenge.
I had you off there.
Okay,
a second.
That's fine.
Go ahead.
Surrendering can be difficult.
Right.
If you take people who like to always be really in control.
Right.
It's contrary.
Yeah.
It's contrary to nature.
Sure.
Of to not be in control, to turn it over to someone else. But I mean, when we turn things over to God, he's trustworthy.
Yes.
He will take care of things.
Amen.
For us. We just have to trust him and be willing to surrender.
Right.
There are some people who have had ministries, but because they were in their own control, they started out right with God in control, and then God blessed the ministries greatly.
Yeah.
Then one of the things that would happen with them is that they would try to take control back over. And right. Try to be in control. Instead of letting God be the focus,
human
Him in control. Human nature's in control. The person's in control.
Yep.
And many times it falls.
Right.
Because bottom line, God needs to be in control.
Absolutely, He does. Absolutely. And go ahead.
I have a poem I'd like to
please
share.
Please do.
I surrender. This one, all the ones thus far have been God to us. Now this one is us to Him.
All right.
I surrender all that I have to You. Please take these attitudes away. I desire to be all that I can be for You. I will look to You at all times and pray. I will offer praise unto Your name, knowing that You will move in my situations. You are so concerned for me, and I know You will give me Your protection. When Satan tries to mess with my head, I will surrender all that is going on. I believe that through these difficult times, I will become enlightened and strong.
Oh,
and it was interesting the way
wow.
that he used that
Ooh,
word
I love
when
that.
He inspired enlightened.
Enlightened, yeah.
You know, we become enlightened when we do the things we've talked about, going back to the basics, spending time in the Word, spending time in prayer, spending time in praise. We become enlightened in situations. We become enlightened spiritually of how
right.
to handle things. You know, how to handle a difficult situation that's going on in your life. We learn those things that way by surrendering.
Absolutely, we do. And allowing God to teach us. Make it a teaching moment, you know, where maybe we don't know how to handle a difficult person in our lives or somebody we work with or somebody we live with. And you just say, God, I have to surrender this to You because I don't know how to handle it. And then I'm going to trust You to direct my steps, give me the right words to say at the right time. God's promises us that He will do that. And that You love me so much that You're going to lead me down that right path in this situation. Did you want to comment more on that?
I just reminded of, you know, things that I went with my husband. Now we're divorced.
Ex-husband.
We're not together anymore. And I had to really learn because it was really nasty. And I learned a lot going through that, the nastiness of that separation. And I learned a lot.
Right.
I can look back through my Bible and see where I marked at 4 a.m. in the morning. God woke me up and to bring me, I'd
sure.
open the Bible and bring me to a scripture, you know?
Yeah.
And He's just kind of cool like that.
Well, He will see us through those life events, you know? And some of our audience may be going through divorce right now. And I've been through it. It's a difficult, difficult thing. But as you trust God to get you through it, He will teach you the process. And He'll ease your pain. He'll ease your grief. He'll ease all of it, and you will come back, you will come out on the other side of it better, because we go back to Romans 8:28. God causes all things to work together for your good.
I gotta say something.
Say it.
You're talking about how God has a plan for our
yes.
life.
Yes.
Well, I now can look at a woman who is going through, or man even, who's going through a difficult divorce and say, you're going to make it.
You're going to make it,
You're
right.
going to be okay.
Sure.
God will lead you. It's tough, but you will make it. Your children will be okay.
Right.
They'll be fine. And that's the way it is as people go through these things. I believe there's people listening who have been through that kind of stuff, who have been through job situations,
sure.
who have been through financial situations, and God has seen them through. They then can, part of the plan God may have for their lives is to be able to reach out when they meet someone along their path of life, along the sphere, the people that they influence. Then God brings them, here's so-and-so is having this, and you can say, wow, I went through the same thing just about you did, but guess what? God was with me, and they can encourage them, and that can be part of the plan God has for our listeners' lives
is
to reach out to the people around them who are facing difficult situations that they themselves have come through because God had a plan.
And in 1 Corinthians, or 2 Corinthians chapter 1, it says that very thing, Nan, you just talked about. God will comfort people with the comfort that we've been comforted. We will comfort others. And that's what you're saying. And so there will be people that are thrown in your path. We started out 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 1, that Paul said that Timothy was on special assignment. Paul was on special assignment. We are on special assignment. You have an assignment. You have a destiny. You have a purpose. God has a plan for you. And we hope this show last week also has helped you in this journey. If you missed last week, at the end of this coming week, which will be the end of April, our webmaster at the end of each month goes on to this for this show and for GoYard. And these shows reside here on podcasts at tantalk1340.com till the end of each month. And then they are placed on our websites. The website for Beacon of Hope is bohmglobal.com. Boy, you've been hearing that a lot. My address, pastor at bohmglobal.com. The prayer line, prayers at bohmglobal.com. The website, one more time, www.bohmglobal.com. That's it. Very simple. So you can find it. We have hundreds of shows. We celebrated our 400th show a few months back. This is like 422 now, right now, today. We welcome you. Go to our website and listen to some past shows. It will bless you and it'll help you. And at the end of each month, all the shows for April will be on our website by this next weekend. And they'll stay there until Jesus comes, right?
Right.
And the GoYard shows, same thing happens. So GoYard2014.org, that's our Thursday night life coaching show. And it's counseling, like Nan said. And we've covered topics like domestic violence, setting proper boundaries, stress, how to relieve it, purpose in your life, you know, learning to make the most of things. We've really been covering a lot of interesting topics. And Dr. Angel Falzone and I on Thursday nights at 6 o'clock. Actually, it comes on at 6:06 p.m. on this station, 5 o'clock on Eastern Standard Time on Starcom Media every Thursday. So we welcome you to catch these shows, go on our websites, and catch ones you've missed. Welcome you to the Friday Night Gathering on Friday night each week, 6:30 at the Ramada Inn, Clearwater, 3580 Almerton Road. Starts at 6:30. Bring your Bible and a notebook. Nan, a final thought, because we got to get out of here.
I want to end it with, God has a lot of special things out there he has for his people. A metaphor of that is, I got reduced tickets to the Rays last night.
Right.
So just go to the game is great.
Sure.
But when we got there, we had good seats. Oh, but when we got there, they were giving away bobbleheads.
Of Chris Archer, our pitcher.
But
yeah.
Because we had at least 10 strikeouts, we also now get a free sandwich from Subway. So what started out was just simple, a ticket to go to the game, turned into all the stuff we didn't know was there. And that's the way it is in God's kingdom. There's
Amen.
A lot that we need to get in the Word and find out what He has for us.
Oh, that's a great metaphor. And that's a real life experience that some of us experienced last night. All right. This has been Pastor Marcia McAllister and Nan and Cindy, part of our radio team, faithful members of our radio team, bringing you the Word of God today. And it's with joy that we do that. Again, one more time, you have a prayer request, prayers at bohmglobal.com. Send them in. We want to be here for you and pray for your needs. It is not far. There's no distance to Jesus. Run to Him. And know that we love you and we're glad that you tuned in today. God bless you. Tune in again next week, Tampa time, 3 o'clock, live every Sunday afternoon. Tantalk1340.com is how you access it live every Sunday at 3, Tantalk1340.com, and on Starcom Media at 7 a.m. Eastern on Sunday mornings. So that's our schedule. We hope to see, to hear from you. That would be great. Pastor at bohmglobal.com. Have a great week. It's not far to Jesus. See you next week, gang. It's not far. It's not.